Salted.
Yes.
Yeah.
What else you get for Christmas?
I got me some shoes, Apple TV, which is very important to me. I get to watch everything on my iPad. You know, I can even hook it up to my playbook and just watch from the TV. So, you know, something new that I got. So, I'm happy about that.
What's the coolest gift that you gave? Did you give the kids?
Man, my kids got a bunch of gifts. A whole lot of stuff. They got dolls. They got iPhones, iPads. Yeah, they're some spoiled little kids.
Santa was good to
them. Yeah. Santa Claus is a really good guy over
Roddy
there at
Claus,
the White House.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. He did an excellent job. So, you know, they're happy. They're always happy when it comes this time. So, there's a lot more toys I got to give away that was already in the playroom that we got to get rid of now.
What about for the fans? You guys almost gave them an early Christmas present, but how about this final one to give them a late one to end 2013?
Yeah, absolutely. We got to play really good at home, and we got to play spoiler and try to send the Panthers on the road for the playoffs and, you know, give Tony a really good going-away present, you know, and that'll be a W at home in this last game, in Falcons Day.
Would that be a pretty good shot to the ribs for them that you guys are in division, you don't like each other, and that you could send them away from Bank of America for the playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a whole big difference when you for a first-round bye, from going from first-round bound to have to go on the road for the playoffs. So, you know, that's our goal. You know, we're going to be fired up to play. You know, and, you know, that's what we did. We signed ourselves up for 16 games. And just like last week, we're going to go out there and give it all.
You see, there's been Tony Gonzalez in the last game coming up. What's it been like, you know, playing alongside Tony? And what are you looking for from him Sunday?
He'll be back next year. But, you know. But it's been good playing with him, I tell you that. You know, he's always pro. You know, just going out there every day and, you know, giving out lessons and coming out here and being consistent. I mean, he's been the most consistent guy I've seen, you know, over these last five, six years. He's been here, man, and just been an ultimate teammate.
What has he taught you to get to the point where you can't learn anymore?
I mean, from the day he's gotten here, I've just taken things that I've seen him do at practice, you know, that helps us, you know, be better in the game situation, you know, and that's a lot of stuff I'd be talking to y'all all day, you know, about it. But, you know, you sit there and critique a guy and just see why he's always, you know, so consistent and so good, and the fundamental things that he does every day at practice. You just go out there and you just follow him and, you know, you become, you know, consistent yourself.
Now, you said that and he's going to be back. I mean, is that more of just a joke or is it something you know?
You know, it's not nothing I know. You know, I'm very hopeful, you know. The guy can really play football. You know, I don't see any reason or why, way, form, or fashion that he can't come back next year. But, you know, who wants to play 18 years in the NFL, you know? So we'll see, you know, see what we can do. And hopefully, you know, he'll be back next year. But if not, you know, we wish him well, you know, on to his next career, you know, outside of football.
I know that you mentioned the motivation that you guys already have, you know, kind of derailed their playoff hopes a little bit, or I guess set them off course. But is this almost for you guys like a bowl game on the professional level where you can get this win and you can have that positive momentum?
Yeah, I just like going into the new year on a positive note, you know, and winning means so much to me. It's very important to me. So, you know, they're going to get everything we got, you know, on Sunday. So those guys better be ready because we haven't packed it in. You know, as you can see from last week, we're going out there and playing hard as we can. And if they're not ready to play, we're going to be ready to play.